Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
He sure does, that Jake. He sucks so bad. Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show with me and Big Baby David. My name is John Boy. It's July 28th. It feels like an important date. I wonder if that's like a high school anniversary with some old girlfriend or something. July 28th. Why does that feel so important? Yankees, game two against the Rays. First game the Yankees have played without Luis Sessa on the roster. In 5 years?
Ish.
Like he's never years. Even got on the IL, right?
Yeah, it's been very few things. Is he a guy who ended up on the COVID list at one point last year? I don't think so.
Dude, has Luis Sessa never been on the IL?
Is that easy information to find?
He had COVID last year to like start the season. I'm not even going to count that. He came back. Prior to tonight's game, the Yankees placed Tommy Canley on the 10-day DL with right shoulder tendonitis and recalled Luis Sessa from AAA. So that was in 2018 when he had options left.
Is that the last option here?
Okay.
Heads up.
And then in 18, he also was on the – well, no, that was a rehab assignment. All right, so we're without Luis Sessa, and I'm surprisingly like, it's like, come on, we've come such a long way.
Like, we did all that work to start liking him. Now,
slider's good. Now he's gone. Damn.
Used as a sweetener and a salary dump.
Yeah. For those wondering where Jake is, he has gone swimming.
Yep.
He'll be back tomorrow. He said, I don't know, some people's friends go swimming, never come back.
It's happened. Sad, but it's happened.
Yeah, or it's happy, you know? They go to, what's the Aswasowiho?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
from Shawshank Redemption, where's he go?
I don't got that movie at the front of my mind.
You don't?
I should, but I don't.
It's Ziwatanejo. So I was pretty close.
Ziwatanejo.
Okay. We'll do the lineups. Do some what to watch for. Talk about the pitching path to victory, which is very interesting today. Well, and then we'll do some homer draft and some other stuff and some other stuff and some other stuff and some other stuff and then premonitions. All right, DJ LeMahieu's leading off. He's playing first base. Aaron Judge is batting second in right field. Stinky Odor at the three hole playing second base. Giancarlo Stanton is DHing and batting cleanup. Gary after him. Glaber after him. Lefty Gardner in the 7 hole, which pushes Urshela down to 8, and Greg Allen in left field. Couple things that I noticed was Urshela batting 8th, which is pretty deep because they want the lefty Gardner. They don't want the lefty Gardner right next to the switch hitting Allen. So they pushed Gardner up, and Odor's in the 3 hole to separate the righties up there. Which is what it is. I don't know. It's not a bad lineup. What do you think?
It's like kind of cool to be able to do Gio 8 and not like fully flinch at it. It's the lowest he's been in a long time, but I guess he's been 7 in the 2 games back. But
yeah, yeah. And he looked good yesterday, Gio.
Yeah, the doubles, double play too, but just
double. Yeah, I mean, the double plays were
those happened.
Glaber had a good game, and he went into a double play as well.
Yeah, one that looked like it was going to be brutal.
Man, okay. What else was I going to say? Allen in left field and Gardner in center field. I don't know. Like, did you see the expected batting average on the Greg Allen catch in the ninth inning last night?
I don't recall what it was, but I did see that it was a great day. It was a very good play.
Yeah, maybe I'm. Is it catch probability or no? 920 expected batting average on that play that Greg Allen made, and that's a classic case of he didn't have to dive, so it looks like just a running play, but how quickly he got a jump on it and in the right direction, like it was actually a very good play.
Yeah, like eye test, it wasn't gonna stick out, but
yeah,
good play.
Yeah.
In a big moment.
Nestor is starting for the Yankees. We'll get into that on the pitching path to victory. Do you have any what to watch for here on these guys? Today's game?
Ooh. I don't know if it's a what to watch for as much as just noting that Cruz was a late scratch for the Rays, so I assume he's not going to be a pinch hit option later. But
really?
Yeah, there was an original lineup. I was pretty stoked it was out early, and then they shuffled it on us.
Oh.
It's a foot bruise, nothing crazy.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if that was, like, a thing? Like, they were going to give him the day off anyway.
And they're like,
you know what? Just to fuck with them, we're going to put you in an original lineup, scratch you, so they don't think you're available off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically all the same guys anyway, because they just moved Meadows to DH. The guy who came in was Phillips, who it makes sense.
Man, that would be a cool strategy. It would do Ray stuff. Teams should do some cool strategies every now and then. I never understood the Yankees can't do it because they have Stanton. But like, why don't teams who rotate the DH through a bunch of players, why don't they just start the, who pitched yesterday? Monty. He's the DH in the 9 hole.
Just mind games.
Or like in the 7 hole, like Montgomery is the DH in the 7 hole. Then when that spot comes up, either it's a leadoff at bat with no outs, so you just put whoever you think's got the best run in there, you know, you DH Lamar, or if it's bases loaded, you know, you want your power bat or you want a lefty, you want a righty, then you can just like choose who your DH is for the day based on the situation.
Be something. I mean, I guess it kind of screws you if you need a late sub later, it's one less option. But you'd think the Rays would have done some bullshit like that.
Well, no, because it's the same thing.
Yeah. I guess
It's not even like burning a bench piece. It's you just burn Monty.
It'd be burning Monty. I was thinking of it if you were the Yankees and like a guy comes up, it's nobody on, and you throw Gardner in there because he's effectively a leadoff guy. But I guess.
Yeah.
You could just make it put the DH in, but it keeps them guessing a little bit.
Say like it's you know, there's no outs runner on second. Okay, well now just bring in a bunter.
Yeah.
Fuck it, have Monty bunt. Save it. okay. Let's see. Stanton and Gary were the only two players yesterday that didn't get hits, but they each had two walks, so not really upset about it. Stanton does need to get a hit soon.
Mm.
And like a solid one, it feels like. I don't know the stats on him.
It's not great. I mean, it's like he's still a good player, so his overall numbers aren't like abysmal. But
I think like his July numbers,
I think his July numbers going into yesterday, he was like a 90 WRC plus guy.
So yes.
Not good.
He only has one multi-hit game since the All-Star break. So there you go. I'd like Stanton to to get on base twice again, but
at least one of them a hit.
Yeah. He's taking his walks.
It would be nice to have one of his like exit velo makes you go like, wow, he hit it how hard hits.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Just like I'd like Stanton to rope one today. Has he faced Waka before?
He I'd has assume so this an, year.
The numbers aren't entirely pretty. The Rays lineup is Margot, Franco, Meadow, Dio, Lowe, Oro, Wendo, Mejio, and Phillips. The Yankees have a lot of G's. The Rays have a lot of O's. I mean, I made up with some of those O's, but Margot, Franco, Meadows, Lowe, Oro, Zarania. Those are all real.
That's true.
No Cruz.
Garrett Cole and Sal Romano both 0 for 2, 2 Ks against Michael Wacha. So probably they won't be batting against him.
Damn. Wacha's been starting. I know you and I kind of just like said, huh, I don't know how long he's going to go earlier and before we started the show.
Go like full length.
Yeah, so like in July, he's gone 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 4 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, and 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. So he's been starting, and actually his last 5 starts, it looks like his last 6 starts, he's been throwing 70 pitches plus, and he's got a 90 in there. So if they get to him, you know, he shouldn't be long for the game like any pitcher that gets got, but if he's going, I think he is going to be somewhat of a starter for them.
They wouldn't mind getting length.
Yeah.
But they're not afraid to pull him.
Who did they use yesterday to the bullpen? I didn't even like pay attention to whatever the Rays were doing in that game. I was so caught up in whatever everything the Yankees were doing.
Yankees stuff was at the forefront where
they went with Kittredge, he's been good. Luis Head. Yeah, dude, I didn't pay attention to who they were pitching at all. Luis Head and Jeffrey Springs. I don't remember them. That's kind of wild that I wasn't.
I don't remember specifics, but Springs. Lamar got him because it was a lefty.
Oh, at that point, I was making the breakdown that I was making. So maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Jeffrey Springs. And Luis Head. I don't even know who that is. So I think like they've got bullpen arms.
I think in general, everyone's available besides whoever's hurt and not on the roster.
Even like Kittredge is available. They want him. Diego Castillo's available. Yeah. Cool. All right. Do you want to? Oh, my God. Stop yawning, you dumb idiot. I'm so tired, though, BBD. So tired. I was up late last night. I feel like I've been talking.
Late night trade.
We've been doing the shows together, but with no Jake. It feels like I told Katie, like, I think I'm talking a lot more than usual. And like my body can tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, you go from between 50 and 60% of talking to like 70.
Yeah.
That adds up.
I could tell. I was like, just more exhausted, especially yesterday. We did Talking Yanks and then
the talking
baseball, and then today 2 hours of JJR. So anyway, go listen to all those shows, guys. They were fun. Pitching path to victory day is pretty interesting because Nestor said he's pretty wore down after like being on COVID IL and stuff, and that he thinks he can only go 50 to 60 pitches, which puts him at 3 to 4 innings.
No longer if he's
pitching,
stretched out.
If he's pitching well, it's 3 to 4 innings. So I think Abreu's the guy after him and Holmes. I think it's Nestor, Abreu, Litke, Holmes, depending on the lanes that are available.
That's the group, ideally. It would be ideal. Hopefully they're winning.
Yes.
I suppose time that looks like a spot is probably Litke because he's the one you know and trust out of that group. But
yeah, well, you know, that's to get you through like seven, those guys. If Nestor can go 3 points something, then you can bring in Abreu for an inning. That would be 4 points something. You bring in Litke, that's 5 points something. And then you bring in Holmes to get you to seven, right?
That's doing math, one inning. Yeah.
It's around there. Like, you still need the eighth and the ninth. And I think they're
going to potentially those guys combine for one more than that, but
I think that Loaisiga's a no-go today because it would be 4 times in 5 days, and he's still coming off the aisle. So I think Loaisiga's a no-go, and I think one of Chapman or Britton is a no-go. I don't know who. Like, it's if it's a save situation, they'll go Chapman. Mm-hmm. If it's 4 runs, they'll go Britton, I'm guessing, if it's that close. Because
if it's more, they go to whoever else. But
you can't use all four. Like, you cannot use Chad, Johnny, like they did yesterday.
Yeah. You need at least two of them available tomorrow.
Tomorrow, at least two. So you out of the big four right now, even though Chad's been struggling, he's still there. Chad, Britton, Chapman, and Loaisiga. Two of them cannot pitch because, you know, hopefully Cole goes seven tomorrow and you have a guy for the eighth and the ninth. If all four of them pitch today, then your top four relievers are not available tomorrow because they don't go 3 days in a row. So be on the lookout for that. But I do think it's Nestor, Abreu, Holmes, Litke for like the main chunk of this game.
Yeah. Someone that Twitter's going to be mad is doing it is will be pitching the seventh inning tonight.
Yeah. How far away do you think I am from the camera?
Ooh. Seems like I'll get a bad judge because that's the whole point of the game.
Here you go. Okay.
Let's give that 2 feet.
2 feet?
Sure.
2 feet and 2 inches.
Bang.
Guy knows his measurements.
Sometimes.
All right, that's the pitching path to victory. So expect the first person up to be Abreu, I think. Or Holmes if they just want to test him out right away.
Get him one, get Abreu in for a clean inning to try to go two. Minimal stress. Could be cool.
I just thought of a premonition.
I'll save it.
I'm saving the premonition. We did the lineup. We did what to watch for. We did the pitching. We did what to watch for, right?
Like half.
Mine was Stanton. I need him to get.
You need Stanton to get a hit.
A hard hit. A nice hit.
And I was a fake while Cruz was scratched.
So he's not. Yes. So don't watch for Cruz. Officially, is what you're saying.
I think so. And like Meadows is DHing and Cruz isn't going to play the field if they wanted to sub him in. So, and Meadows is a real player.
Okay.
So I don't know
what to watch for. Homer draft. It's you have the first pick. On July 28th last year, the Yankees did not play a game. On July 28th in 2019, the Yankees played Boston, and Jake correctly picked that Didi Gregorius would homer.
That's huge. And the homer draft today is brought to us by Manscaped. So
wow.
That's huge. Speaking of being correct. The Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, they're all in. And you know what isn't? Wild Harry Bush, all the good stuff. The world's starting to open, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to help you get ready. And inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and hairs removal trimmer. That has come in handy. Crop preserver, ball deodorant, all the good stuff. Manscaped. Everyone loves it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code pregame at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code manscaped with the code pregame at manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped.
Trim your pubes. How long do you think my nose is?
Total, let's call it 2.5 inches from where the top is there.
This, we all agree that this is it?
I think so. I'm on board with that. That looks shorter from here, but I'll stick with my 2.5.
I got a pretty short nose.
You're going like all the way up to your eyebrow a little bit. But I guess that also...
Two inches exactly.
I guess it does come forward a bit when you go to eyebrow. With the first pick, I'll take Gary Sanchez.
Wow, that's a good pick.
Probably won't be in tomorrow. Cole has his friend Higgy back, and then day game after night game, and blah, blah, blah. Now
yeah,
you can't
okay,
take
that's
him.
Fair. That's fair.
And then the second pick will be Judge.
BBD going all out. Jake's coming back tomorrow. Actually, no, he won't.
I think
be on the
he won't be
tomorrow.
On the pregame show.
Oh man, going all out here. I appreciate
also, like, it. Also, like half chance to like Judge. I think might because turf stuff. They never like to play him all the games on the turf. It's bullshit. But
I think they DH him in Stanton.
That might it might happen. Can't risk not taking him in the series. So,
my first pick. Is going to be, well, it doesn't matter now because you already made yours, is Gio Urshela. I think you were very close yesterday. He squared some balls up. He looked good, but he didn't get the homer. Mm-hmm. I think Gio is going deep, and I'm taking, along with Gio, I'm taking Stanton. Because I need him to hit that hard ball. That's my what to watch for.
Gonna hit a ball. Hard. You know what? I'd be okay if that translated to a homer.
How long do you think this mop is?
Let's see. Yeah, quick pan across. I have no gauge on how far back that's going. Oh, just the head?
Just this.
10 inches.
10 inches is BBD's. Hey, chat. Everyone, how long? What do you think? What do you think this measurement is?
Oh, well, we're going to the bottom? I'm giving that a foot. I thought it was going to be like where it meets at the heart, at the plastic part.
This right here. What's everyone's guess?
I want the foot if we're going to the bottom.
Winner of this. It's not a mop, by the way.
Yeah, it is a broom. Good call.
You know why? You know why? Because in the pregame show yesterday or some show I was doing here the other day, maybe it was when I was watching the game last night, someone called it a mop, and I was like, mop? And then now I'm calling it a mop. Anyway, it's this. Winner gets credit for winning. Winner wins. Okay. Let's find out. What did you say?
I said 1 foot at the bottom there.
It's 1 foot exactly.
I figured it might be targeting a 1 foot reach. Because it feels like something they'd do on purpose.
This is just a great job by you. It's a great job. So you have Judge and you have Gary and I have Gio and I have Stanton.
You have my picks from yesterday.
Yes, I think you were.
So
I think you were
it's
close.
Tough if they both homer today for me.
Do you want to pivot to Odor instead of Gary?
No, thanks.
Because that was my pick yesterday, according to the sheet right here.
It was your pick yesterday. I'm gonna need him to cap off the series.
Okay. All right. And the over under was 7.5 yesterday, and we have Nestor plus bullpen going and Waka. I think they're gonna bump this up to 8.5, but I think even I'd go 9, 9.5, 9 flat, I guess. I guess that yesterday, so I feel weird guessing it twice, but it wasn't that yesterday. So I'm going 9 flat. It's my guess today.
8.5.
8.5, dude. What? Over. I mean, you know.
It's both teams, bullpen and the Yankees gave away one of the guys that in a bullpen game keeps the runs down. So I'm inclined to go over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. Okay. And you also just you want to keep matching me.
Ideally. Like if you had gone under, I think I still would have said over today. I mean, I get to look at this in the morning and think about it a little bit all day.
Holy smokes.
But who knows if I would have chickened out of that. I probably would have.
Well, I want the over. Yankees don't hit a lot of overs. What in the world happened to Davey, someone asked. They're trying to get him to get a third pitch and fix the curveball a little bit. So they're working on a ton of stuff. He's basically a two-pitch pitcher, and the curveball and the
pitches.
Curveball was good, but the release point was so drastically different than the fastball that
inconsistent
batters could hit it up. So they need to get the curve and the fastball at the same release point, or develop a third pitch, or both. So I think they're trying to work on a lot of stuff with him. I mean, you know, Davey was never, you know, he was slotted to be like Monty. Like Monty's like upside is like a three in the rotation, you know, which he is right now. Basically,
pretty firmly.
That's Davey's same ceiling. But people talk about Davey so much different than they talked about Monty or talk about Monty when they have the same ceiling as judged by scouts.
And same ceiling that we were told the whole time about Justice Sheffield too. But everyone.
Yeah, but that was like more of a stretch. Like no one said with Monty. You know, like there's some scouts that say Justice will be a reliever. There are some scouts that say that about Davey too.
Yeah. A lot of the size stuff.
That's
and
so
when you
funny,
have,
dude.
When you have like just two pitches, it's...
that's so ridiculous that like Yankee fans think Monty sucks and they don't like him. I mean, this latest stretch is good, but, and they clamor for like Davey and Sheffield who like everyone says won't
everyone
be as good
who
as Monty.
Like watches them often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that those people can't be wrong.
Yeah.
And I get wanting to see something new.
Cool hat, Jimmy. What team is that? Tom Ace. Tom Ace is getting a lot of questions answered by me today. I think two of Tom Ace questions in JJR. This hat, it just fits nice, so I like it. What is it? It's a beer or something like that, right?
It's in Avery that style Brewery. Like.
Yeah, they gave it. And we have John Boy Media in this style now on the site, so I'm going to buy myself some. They gave it to me when we were in Denver at the brewery. We were at Improper City. Yeah, a guy just handed it to me. So like,
I didn't know that happened.
Maybe that was just a guy. Everything I wear is just, I don't shop for myself. This is a shirt that Roosevelt sent us for a trip.
Yeah.
This is the ticket to something.
I think it was this, the VIP thing.
This I got for marrying Katie. Like nothing is picked out for myself.
And you like half picked out the ring. Like that, like you made a conscious decision to go to those kind of rings.
Yeah, but actually this light
like
color was
picking
like
it out.
This light color was like my eighth, but I'm on like my eighth of these rings. Because the dogs eat them.
Mm. That checks out.
Okay. Premonitions. We have the opposite of like not hug watch today, which is the best. Domingo's not homegrown. They traded for Domingo from the Marlins. Sorry, Sean Browning said Domingo's homegrown.
Gotcha.
But he was a trade, like Mike King. Not hug watch, but maybe like they don't go to Abreu and you're like, oh,
you're avoiding this
getting traded.
There's just something or, that seems fishy.
Hug watch in the dugout, or like everyone's like gathered around in the dugout like they just heard something.
There's
gonna be a moment,
a Cole quote that like people are saying. It sounds like he knows something's up.
Yes, I think we're gonna get something that the broadcast goes, what could that be? Coney goes, what could that be, Michael? Is that a little stir in the dugout? Could they be talking about, you know, like sort of situation?
Start rumoring.
Yes, that's what I think we're gonna have, something like that.
I don't know what... I'm trying to think of the words for this premonition, but I don't know what leads to us getting there, but Lickie is going to pitch with a runner in scoring position. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if he caused that, if they're doing him coming in stuff, because either Abreu gets in trouble or he's just going to be the first guy out because he's the most trustworthy. Like, I think it's on second. I'm going to give myself second or third. I'd prefer second.
Okay. I don't mind it. Dude, I just found like a weird rabbit hole.
Oh?
I went to Domingo Herman's baseball reference page.
And?
Go there real quick. I'll show you something.
Herman. Baseball reference page is open.
And then I clicked minors because I wanted to see how long he was in each system for. And then do you see he says player news there? I don't know why the player news is always in the minor thing.
Huh. I do see.
And do you see the fifth on the player news?
Is that the bottom one?
Yeah. Bleeding Yankee blue, worst manager ever. Boone's blunders cost Herman's no hitter and the game.
All caps.
all caps. How does baseball reference work? Like they just like scour the internet for, because then click that blog. It looks like it's from 1999.
Yeah, it is updated.
It is updated and it's a good blog. I don't know if it's good, but shout out to Gina Okcho, NY Princess. But, like, I think you just have to link the player's name in your blog to their baseball reference. And that's how they choose. Oh, my God. Luke's calling me.
I would love to see. Okay, at least the all caps part of it, I think that's just, like, what their headers the typeface they use, and it doesn't look that ridiculous, like in the website. So I'll give them a little.
I just thought
it
was just wild to see like such a professional website like Baseball Reference, and then like on Domingo's page it says worst manager ever, Aaron Boone. I'm like, what?
not that there's professional blogs, or that like unprofessional blogs are inherently bad, but you would think Baseball Reference would have a fairly strong filter.
You would think, yeah.
Like they're just linking to like ESPN, CBS.
Or like affiliates.
MLB.com.
I clicked all the other ones and they're all like odd blocks. All right. So that's my premonition. Do you have one? Did you say one?
Lickie with a runner in scoring position.
Yes, Lickie and a runner in scoring. My bad. I do remember you saying that. Someone in the chat said that they think when Jake comes back, he should have to do a rehab assignment and just be the producer before you get sent back down. What are your thoughts on that?
He might need the work.
Yeah, rusty. Ooh, this Jeff Passan tweet is interesting.
You just tweet?
24 minutes ago, he said, one popular name on the market right now as teams go hunting for relief pitchers, per sources, Dodgers right-hander Brewstar Graterol.
Mm.
The fuck would they trade him?
I feel like I haven't heard about him at all this year. Is he not pitched? Is he just out?
Oh. I thought they like purposely were slow starting him back in April.
I remember something popped up in spring. Yeah, his lines.
I think...
He pitched three games in April, then he was gone until July. Pitched July 2nd and 3rd. Didn't see him again until the 23rd. Now they've used him every other day since then.
Every other day since then, wow. Katie just came down here and she grabbed the tape measure, so like no more game, I guess. She didn't realize it was pretty crucial to the show.
Important.
And I don't
stuff.
Know if she like smells like she took citronella candle and Fruit Loops and just like sprayed it all over the room. Like a wild smell just came into the basement. Something citronella candles. Yeah. All right. I guess, hey, if there's a trade tonight, Jake won't be around, but I regret not hopping on even like a Zoom and going live on the Zoom.
Just so 10 minutes.
10 minutes and just talking about it on YouTube. I did post a video on Twitter, but so if something happens tonight during the game, after the game, before I fall asleep, maybe me and BBD will just hop on a Zoom session and live stream that since we won't have access to the main producer computer at the office. But yeah,
I'm around for it.
Or tomorrow, Friday, we're kind of on call all day.
Yeah, well,
that'll be interesting.
Could be a fun 48 hours from now. The deadline will be passed. So,
do you guys want me to get to the end of this? Like, something happened down here, man. It smells strong. I'm gonna call Katie. Can't leave the chat hanging.
They need some sort of answer.
Yes.
Hey, we're doing the show, so don't say anything incriminating or embarrassing. When you just came down here to grab the tape measure, did you bring like a citronella candle or something?
No, I sprayed myself with bug repellent because I was out in the yard doing
the bug spray.
Oh my god, you wafted it. The whole basement reeks of bug spray.
Oh, now I can't get it off of me. I tried wiping it off and it's like,
it's pungent.
Oil, so it's stuck to me.
It's so strong. I thought you just like came down here and stink bombed me or something.
Well, now you shouldn't get mosquitoes down there, so you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm glad I'm not going crazy because that was bizarre.
That is something.
Dude, the company that I bought the mic from sent me a bag of candy.
That's, you know, what mic companies usually do.
That's pretty cool, right? Our sweet like way of saying thank you.
Had you already dug into that, or is that just a bag of four pieces of candy? Because either way, it makes me laugh.
I haven't even opened it.
It's a smaller bag than I originally thought. I thought it was a pretty oversized bag for five pieces of candy at first. Okay, that looks much more normal right there.
We'll do a quick draft, and then we'll get out of here. I'll give you first pick. We have Smarties, Tootsie Roll, Bit O' Honey, Atomic Fireball, and Peppermint Patty. What are you drafting first? You get first pick, then I get the double up, and then you get the double up.
I think. I'm not sure if any of these will be controversial takes. I'm going to take Smarties number one. Just bang for your buck. You get the longest experience out of that, I think. And I like Smarties, which I think some people don't.
I would have also taken that number one. With the second round pick, I will be taking the Tootsie Roll.
That would have been number two on my board as well.
Do you know the Tootsie Roll factory has never cleaned out their machine? So every bit of a Tootsie Roll has bits of a Tootsie Roll from like 100 years ago.
I have heard that before. And
I'm going to take this because I can't take two sticky teeth things back to back. So I'm going to take this after the Tootsie Roll. Now you get to round it out. You want the bit of honey to go with your Smarties or the Atomic Fireball?
I'm not crazy about either. But I'll take the bit of honey.
Yeah, and then I'll throw the Atomic Fireball out so we both have two each because I don't want to fucking... Yeah. I'm not 5 years old searching for a thrill.
Yeah, I don't need... I don't need spice involved in my candy on any level.
Why would you... Yeah, why would you want to eat the Atomic Fireball? All right, that's a pregame show. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. The unfortunate part is that I do get the Smarties, even though you drafted them first, and I will chew them into the mic, as we exit here. And that will be the end of the show. So here's some ASMR Smarties.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.